The criminal court in Egypt has recommended the death sentence for 31 people over assassination charges. The verdict session is set for July 22. The suspects are convicted of involvement in the assassination of Egypt's top prosecutor in 2015. Hisham Barakat was killed in a car bomb attack on his convoy in the capital, Cairo. The government has blamed the Muslim Brotherhood for the bombing. The Outlawed Movement, however, has dismissed the allegation. Our correspondent Mohammed Shalabi joins us from Cairo. Seems like we get you when there are some court cases involved. But let's find out about this one in which a death sentence for 31 people have been issued. Is that, again, a final verdict? Where does that stand?
No, Kaveh, it's not a final verdict. It is a recommendation awaiting the non-binding opinion of the country's Grand Mufti. Then on the 22nd of July, we will have a ruling on this. Again, that one won't be a final one either, because the defendants have a right to appeal before the Cassation Court. And only the Cassation Court, the country's highest court, can give a final a ruling. We've seen hundreds of such sentences issued over the past 3-4 years here in Egypt, and many of them have been overturned by the Cassation Court. But in this specific case, we don't know what's going to happen. We cannot speculate. What we can tell you, Kaveh, is that nearly half of those sentenced to death on Saturday were present at courtside, 15 of them to be exact, and 16 of them were handed the death sentence in absentia. Overall, 67 people are being tried in this case. 51 of them were present at courtside. What we can also say, Kaveh, is just like Egypt has been hit with terror attacks, unrelenting, barbaric terror attacks that have targeted top officials, security personnel, and even ordinary citizens from all faiths here in the country. The country has also been plagued by this a series of mass trials, what local human rights organizations and international human rights organizations and many ordinary people in the country, even non-politically affiliated, call mass trials. That lack the minimum standards of justice. In many cases, defendants don't have a chance to present their case before the court, and also in other cases, they don't even have lawyers, or cannot be heard, So that policy also of mass trials has been condemned by the opposition here in Egypt as a political tool of revenge. So we don't know what's going to happen in the end. But again, the country has been hit by terror, ugly terror, but it has also been hit by human rights abuses, including mass trials.
Thank you, Mohammed Shalabi. We appreciate it. Our correspondent there from Cairo.